You knew Southwest Conference is going to be a tough one with the teams involved, but I looked up and down those the events, Coach, and the track and the field events, and I see a lot of personal best by a lot of your kids from that Saturday meet, didn't I?
Yeah, I thought we performed really well all the way through. Had PRs all over the place, really. You know, just lots of them, I guess. You know, the long and triple jump probably were areas that we struggled, just mainly, and everybody struggled on that. Mostly because I think the surface was hard to jump off of. It just wasn't very conductive or conducive to great jumps, you know. When, you know, Chaden Hoffmaster, who is, you know, a 24-foot long jumper, has difficulties getting over in the mid, hardly even broke 22 foot, really. So it was a difficult place to jump on the, you know, for long and triple, but I still did really well in those two events. You know, Blake Willis wound up second, and Miles Pullman, who's able to start jumping again a little bit, wound up third. So that was exciting to see. I think we went 2-3 in the triple also, with Blake being second, maybe fifth. Maybe Cole Davidson also placed in the triple jump, so that was exciting to see. So, yeah, so, you know, we had some nice things in the field. Alec Osborne also placed in the field events. You know, he was, I think, fifth in the vault, so did a personal best of 12 foot 3 inches. So, yeah, seeing some great things.
Yeah, that was good. The vault, you knew it was going to be a bear with Rickardson kid, Snyder kid, couple of 14-footer. Rickardson almost goes 15, but see, Alec, he continues. Just a freshman. Hey, 12 feet plus your freshman year, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really well. You know, it's almost 2 foot. I think it is 2 foot higher than he vaulted last year as an eighth grader. So, you know, it's just the vault is a very finicky event. It takes a lot of time to learn it, and, you know, you just got to be diligent and keep working at it. And our young guys have done that and really having some great progress. You know, Jackson Hartwell is also a nice young vaulter there, and really he's been battling some injuries through the season. Otherwise, I think he would be vaulting higher than what he currently is. But, you know, injuries are part of sport, so we just have to learn to work through those and get better and heal up and be ready to go again. But, you know, saw some great things. Cale DeWister yesterday in the shot put had a PR, you know, threw over 40 foot for the first time as a freshman, which is a very good thing to see. You know, he has some great skills and he's very technically sound. So as he gets bigger and he gets stronger, he's going to throw that shot even further and along with the discus. So, yeah, some nice things. And then go to the track, you know, I thought Oliver Corbett had a great sprint, you know, the 100 meters. I think he had a career best or very close to, you know, 11.42 he ran yesterday for a fourth place finish in a tough field of sprinters. So I thought that was really good. Miles Pullman also made the finals yesterday. I think he finished seventh, just out of the medal. But, you know, in a 4x1, unfortunately, we had some mishaps. Didn't get the stick passed on pass number two. That happens in that event. So, you know, that's one that you just never count your chickens until they hatch, you know, so to speak. You got to get them across the finish line with that baton. So, but I thought we performed really well. Our milers yesterday, all three of them that ran yesterday had career best. So, it was very exciting with Axel and Jack and Warren Witt. So it was very exciting to see.
And then Blake Rodewald, I see, had a PR in the quarter too, didn't he?
He had a PR in the quarter, yep. And then also, you know, he was our leadoff guy for our 4x8 yesterday. And he had he ran a very nice split for us there. He ran right at 210 for us. So that was exciting to see also. So he's, you know, figuring it out again and just getting in better shape. So, yeah, just having a good day.
Can't forget your high hurdlers, both Quinn and Gunner Capps, both and made the finals and had personal best.
That is correct. They both made finals and they both medaled yesterday. You know, Quinn, I think, was like a 16.14 yesterday. Gunner was in the high 16s, low 17s. You know, it was very exciting to see those guys run so well. I know Trevor works really hard with those guys, Trevor Taylor. That's Quinn's dad, of course, but he works very hard with those guys, does a lot of drill work with them, you know, does a lot of technique stuff with them, just works to get them better. And that really showed yesterday that they made some great strides over the week and for the last past week. So, exciting to see.
Well, your varsity guys, coach, have a week to get ready now. Your district's earlier in the week on a Tuesday up in Alliance. So just some workouts this week. Keep them healthy, keep them fresh, and see what you can do up in Alliance a week from Tuesday.
That's correct. You know, we may take a couple groups or a couple guys to the best of the Midwest up in Sutherland. We'll see what that pans out to be. You know, we really make that decision probably tomorrow whether we're taking guys or not taking guys up there to do that. We do have them entered, you know, but that's not necessarily what may happen, or we'll just have to see how that looks. But that's a possibility. Weather right now doesn't look to be real favorable for a track meet, you know, but if it's going to rain, that's just fine. We'll let it rain. Then we have a meet tomorrow at North Platte. Take some of our guys up there, let them compete. And then we're off to Alliance for, you know, a district meet. So going to be some very stiff competition in Alliance. You know, with the likes of Gothenburg, we have Scott's Bluff and Cozad and Sydney and Chad. It's just going to be a very competitive meet. You know, we'll go up there and do the best we can and see what happens.